Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting, broadcasting, broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world, to the world, to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Greetings and welcome to Topically Yours on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul. I'm your host, Deirdre Schuler, and today we're going to talk with Ava Bornstein, the Executive Director of Lehman Center for the Performing Arts, which sits on the campus of Lehman College in the Bronx. Well, I had initially hoped to talk with performer Michael Bolton, who was to appear at the center on June 7th, but he is on tour, and it seems his management canceled all his New York interviews. But alas, the show must go on, and in order to do that, you must inform the people. Therefore, I've invited Ms. Bornstein to tell my listeners about an evening with Michael Bolton and their upcoming fundraising gala. After all, one of the best things about Lehman Center is that it offers some of the best talent while making it affordable to the audience. They must rely on the support of the community, theater goers, and theater aficionados to keep the Performing Center alive. Lehman Center for the Performing Arts is in its 33rd season, and this year they have featured several performances such as Jose Feliciano, B.B. King, Paquito Guzman, the Moscow Festival Ballet Sleeping Beauty, and they have two popular shows that are always filled out, and that's Forever Freestyle and the Doo-Wop shows. They also featured this year the Cerrito Gospel Choir and the OJs. And there, I think there's going to be, after Michael Bolton, two more performances to look forward to, and that's the tribute to the King of Pop, which is going to be on June 21st, and the show on August 16th with Latin great Willie Colon. But anyway, I have Ava Bornstein here, so let's welcome her to the show. How are you, Ava?
I'm terrific. I'm so happy that the spring is here. And I must tell you that Michael Bolton happens to be one of my favorite performers. So for me, it's a really treat that he's coming to the Bronx. We are thrilled to have him in the Bronx. But you're absolutely right. We are Lehman Center for Performing Arts is a non-for-profit organization. And as such, we must raise necessary funds to bring you these big names. And so I have to give you a little secret. You know, I've put together a committee of very influential and interesting people. So we're doing a fundraising reception before Michael Bolton's concert on Saturday, June 7. The reception will start at 6 p.m. It will be held in the lobby of Lehman Concert Hall. And we are celebrating so many things. We are celebrating the appearance of Michael Bolton at Lehman Center. We're celebrating the fact that the very famous pianist by the name of Chris Gillespie agreed to play during the reception. He's a very talented artist. He's a regular at the famous Carlisle hotel, the famous hotel, you know, that features so many stars. He kind of replaced Bobby Shore at the Carlisle, and he's so charming. Mm-hmm. And we just love Chris Gillespie, and we are grateful that he's going to come and do the pre-concert reception. But I've put together a very, very interesting group of people to host this reception. My dear friend, Max Tucci, who I've known since my Greenwich, you know, I used to live in Greenwich, Connecticut, and I met him in Greenwich, Connecticut, and he has grown up and becomes now a very interesting personality on his own. He has his own radio talk show from Los Angeles, and he just started a new television series called Eye on the People, where he's interviewing journalists, famous artists, and is hosting that show as well. Max is a kind of a Renaissance man. He's independently wealthy, but is very interested in people, is full of life, has wonderful Facebook, very connected. Everybody loves him. All the celebrities flock to him. So it's a real treat that Max is flying actually from Miami, where he lives right now, although he has residences all over the world. Max will be flying from Miami, especially for this event, to co-chair this event with Bree Byford. Bree is another very interesting person. She was a star of Blood, Sweat, and Heels, first season, which is a reality show about, you know, young, beautiful New York women trying to make it big in New York City. So Max is a personal friend of Donald Trump, and he hosts several fundraisers across the country. He's going to bring some very famous people here. One of the interesting people on our committee, amongst many, is, like Francesca Biondo, who's wonderful. She lives in Connecticut. We brought basically people from all walks of life to host this event. Backer, who is going to be flying from Miami as well. Lenny Carroll happens to be our president of our Bronx Chamber of Commerce. Thomas Crawford is a famous conductor who has a magnificent orchestra here in New York called American Classical Orchestra. Chris Gillespie is on the committee. Rowena Husbands, who is a famous photographer, she photographs mainly on Broadway, all the stars. Farah Angsana, who is a famous designer, she's very present in all the fashion shows all over the country. So we really, Robert Sancho, who is the vice president of the hospital here, Bronx Lebanon Hospital. So we've assembled a real powerhouse in addition to our normal board of directors who will be present as well. So we've made a huge effort to make this party very, very exciting and at the same time to raise some money for the center so we can continue our mission of providing wonderful, interesting programs for our community and beyond. You know, it's funny, you know, I just had a conversation with Max because Max calls me from cars and from planes and things. And Max told me that some of his friends have difficulty coming to the Bronx because they're afraid of crime or whatever. So I want to stress the fact that Lehman College is one of the most beautiful campuses in the country. It's got trees. It has security 24/7. I feel safer. I told Max I feel safer coming to the Bronx and sometimes in Manhattan. So,
well, isn't it interesting how the Bronx has such a bad reputation, and really the only part of the Bronx that isn't quite up to par is the South Bronx. Everything else is beautiful.
Exactly. We have this famous zoo. We have beautiful botanical gardens. We have Lehman Center, which is a 2,330-seat performing arts center. But, you know, it was funny because when I first talk to Jose Feliciano and Patti LaBelle and all those famous stars, everybody had little reservation at first because, you know, we have this reputation, but, you know, we have to overcome this reputation because it's just not true. You will see how beautiful the campus is and how beautiful Bronx is. So I'm very, very pro-Bronx. And I would
think
like
that people got that idea from the movie Fort Apache, but that was just a movie.
I know.
I mean, they have to come to the Bronx to see how beautiful the Bronx really is.
Exactly. And, you know, we have fantastic facility. Our Bronx Borough President donated $1 million so we could upgrade our lighting, our sound system. We just got a new LED wall of, you know, which cost $161,000. So we are not like a college auditorium, you know. We are a state-of-the-art facility, and this is why we can bring all these major stars here to the Bronx to be enjoyed, you know, by large number of people.
And the gala itself will be held within the Lehman Center Performing Arts, right?
Correct. Lehman
the gala,
it's a gala because, you know, we call it a gala, but really it's just a get-together of wonderful people with some wonderful food, which is being donated, by the way, by Bronx. We have everything. Bronx works together, so we managed to get the food donated, we managed to get the wine and hors d'oeuvres, and you know, so it's going to be very festive, very happy. Hopefully the weather will be beautiful so we can spill outside and enjoy the sunshine. But you're going to be in a company of really very interesting people.
I want to also tell people to get to the center. The address is 250 Bedford Park Boulevard West. And you can take the D train or the number 4 train. The 4 is closer. And it's a nice little ride from the city, and it's not even that far because they're express trains, both of them.
Right, right. Well, I take number 4 every day to work, and it takes me 20 minutes from El Barrio. I live in El Barrio, 110th Street. So it takes me 20-minute commute. So from the Upper East Side, it's about half an hour. That's the most, you know. So
exactly.
We are accessible. By the way, Deirdre, we have all the direction posted on our website as well. We give you a virtual tour of the campus. So really.
And the website is lehmancenter.org, folks. And you
exactly.
have the driving directions there. And parking's
right,
only
right.
$5.
Right. And you'll be surprised what a professional auditorium Lehman College hosts. You know, I mean, we are really fully equipped, beautiful, 2,330-seat auditorium, equivalent of any major performing arts center anywhere. But I'm really delighted that you called me. I know that Mr. Bolton is very busy. He just did enormous tour of Europe. This is why you couldn't reach him, because he's going from place to place. He's doing a major tour, and sometimes it's difficult for these artists to be available when they're so busy performing. But, you know, Max told me another very interesting information about Michael Bolton. Max told me that Lady Gaga used to write songs for Michael Bolton. And
well, how
Michael
interesting
Bo-
is that?
Yeah, and Michael Bolton told her when she was fairly unknown that she's going to become a major star. So he had a, you know, premonition that Lady Gaga is going to become famous. And look at that. Lady Gaga is very famous. And
I wonder how many people know she went to Juilliard.
Right, exactly. So you know, especially women out there, I invite you. This is going to be so exciting to hear a great singer and sexy, raspy voice of Michael Bolton. It's going to inspire you and give you a break from whatever, from bad winter, from bad economy, from whatever. But it's out there. This is going to be a beautiful, elegant event with wonderful people, great entertainment, great food. So I personally, the executive director, Eva Bornstein, invite you to this event. Of course, I will be there, and I would like to host you myself. I would like to say hello to you. And I highly, highly recommend Chris Gillespie. Once you hear him, you're going to be at Carlisle every night sipping a very expensive glass of wine, no doubt.
Well, we must also tell them that the gala is not free per se, that they expect, you're hoping that they will donate to the center to keep it going so you can continue to bring on
breakdown.
Yeah,
we have two levels of contribution. You know, you can give 100 to the center, which is very reasonable. It's fully tax deductible. And 100 is the ticket. The tickets start at $100 we reserved a special section, VIP section, for our benefit attendees. So, you know, the donation, we're not asking for arm and a leg. We're asking for $200 or $100 donation plus your ticket of $100. So, really, it's fully tax deductible. And, you know, where are you going to get free wine, free food, entertainment, but such renowned artists as Chris Gillespie and Michael Bolton all in one evening? Plus, Uncle Sam will have to part with some of the money, you know, because it's fully tax deductible to the extent of the law. But I'm very, very excited about this event. And for those of you that are not so fond of Michael Bolton, we have other events. You know, we scheduled this unbelievable concert of Michael Bolton, not Michael Bolton, Michael Jackson, tribute to Michael Jackson. You know, who doesn't know Michael Jackson, right? We scheduled it on the anniversary of his death, which is June 21, because we want to celebrate Michael Jackson. And this is unbelievable show because it takes you from early days of Michael Jackson. And so you'll have a little Michael Jackson, then you'll have the middle Michael Jackson, and it takes you to the end of his days. And it's an unbelievable, realistic show, because the person that is performing, Michael Jackson, sounds and looks just like him.
So you have, what, three impersonators? Three Michael Jackson
impersonators? Three Michael Jackson. One is a little baby who sounds just like Michael Jackson when he was a little boy. The middle Michael, and then, you know, the final Michael. He was a kind of, you know, he used to, like, transform himself. So the three major transformations are being recorded in this tribute. And
I also understand some of the songs that have not been heard, some of are being sung. Is that true?
Yes, yes. Instead of having
a
hologram,
they get a chance to hear songs they never heard.
Right, so instead of having hologram of Michael Jackson, you're going to have a live impersonator. That's the only difference. Plus, you know, there's many artists, like singers and dancers, and it's a fantastic show, so we highly recommend it as well. And this is called The Invincible, because Michael was invincible and never forgotten, never will be. He was one of the geniuses that we had pleasure of having and witnessing live. At least I have. I'm sure you have too.
Well, not live, but I saw the shows before.
Yeah.
You had the show once before a couple of years ago. Different, though.
We had this show. It's going to be very similar. You know, when we had this show a few years ago, it was so scary because all the guys were running after this impersonator that is doing Michael Jackson. They were asking for his autograph, and it was so eerie because they were saying, Michael, Michael, Michael. For
I saw them in the lobby. They flocked the guy.
They flocked the guy, and they kept saying, Michael, Michael, Michael. And I was, like, freaked out because I'm thinking, are you realizing that this is not real Michael? But these guys,
it was a very strange thing.
It was very weird. For some reason, they thought it was the Michael Jackson coming from the grave. I don't know, but he was definitely very convincing and very, you know, very, very believable. So it's not one of those cheap imitations. It's a very classy, unbelievable show, and it's going to blow your mind. So if you are a fan of Michael Jackson, I hardly recommend it. And then, of course, who doesn't love Willie Colon, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for all of you salsa lovers, Willie Colon will follow Michael Jackson. So this gives you a little sampling of next season, which I'm putting together already. Basically, the way we program the season, we keep certain artistic standards, but we try to give you as much variety as possible. So we do headliners such as Michael Bolton. We do ballet productions. We bring international orchestra. And then, of course, we're doing, we're also doing salsa,
people like
salsa
Natalie
shows.
Cole, Roberta Flack, all these people.
Absolutely. We always try to give you the best, what's available.
Patti LaBelle.
To
mm-hmm.
us. Yeah, so we always, always try very hard to make the program accessible and to make it interesting for people. So, you know, if you go on our website, you'll hear all the testimonials from our past audiences, how much they love the shows and how much they love coming to Lehman Center.
Well, you basically, the center is in what, a Latino, black community? So you try to bring a variety of shows that please everyone, from what I've seen.
Absolutely. You know, we have to have our salsa shows because this is our Latin community. We are based in a Latino community neighborhood, so this is their home, you know. We have to have the whole program for them. But we also bring, you know, Latino shows. Like next year, we're thinking of bringing the National Ballet of Spain. We're bringing tango from Argentina. We're bringing the Mexican National Orchestra. So we do variety of events. So
exactly, which appeals to everyone.
Exactly. And then, you know, we sort of mix it with Swan Lakes by the Moscow National Ballet. And we also have $10 tickets for children. So children get to see these cultural events for $10, which is not even a price of
nice.
A movie. Yeah.
Exactly.
So by all means, please come join us, especially on June 7. We need your support. We really do. And we've worked very hard to make it very interesting. So you're going to be surrounded by famous people and interesting people and entertained and wine and dine, all to benefit Lehman Center.
And I must add that you've also had plays there. It's not just music happening. You've also, did The Man of La Mancha. I think you did Hair.
We do a lot of musicals and Broadway events as well. So
mm-hmm.
it's a real mixture and exciting programming for everyone to enjoy.
Exactly. So tell me a little bit about your background, Ava. How did you come to the center, and how did you become interested in theater?
You know, I have been doing this for many, many years. You know, I'm not a spring chicken, although I sound like one. And I feel like one. I've been doing this for many years. I have been an executive.
And you look like one.
Oh, thank you, darling. Thank you. I appreciate that. So do you, by the way. So do you.
Oh, thank you.
You know something, for me, it's just such a pleasure to be doing something for the community. You know, I like to contribute something. And for me, to be in the Bronx, where we have the only regional performing arts center, and to bring these unbelievable ballet companies from around the globe and orchestras and entertainers, it gives me, like, tremendous pleasure that I'm contributing something to the society besides, you know, enjoying my work. I really enjoy my work. But, you know, it's more than just like working for a famous center already. You know, our audiences are very grateful that they have this wonderful programs in their, on their doorstep here. You know, they don't have to travel to Manhattan and pay a fortune for parking. And, you know, we make it accessible for our audiences. And without us, you know, this audience wouldn't be able to see any of these shows, and it would be very sad. So our mission is very important, and it's very dear to my heart. You know, I feel like I'm changing the community for the better, and that makes me feel very gratified, you know.
Well, you also make it cost-effective. Were they to pay for the artist down in Manhattan, it would be quite a considerable amount more.
Absolutely. So we have the only game in town, folks. So if you are an American citizen like I am and you believe that culture is an important part of everyday's life, and that especially here in the Bronx, which is the poorest borough of of Manhattan, and people don't have a lot of money to spend, and yet, you know, bread and butter alone doesn't make for quality of life. So we're trying to enrich your life. And for those that have lots of money, you could donate it to the center so you make a contribution as well. You help young kids, young Latino kids and others to experience a really world culture that otherwise they wouldn't be able to experience. So your mission, my mission becomes your mission, and this is why we need you here on June 7th at the Lehman Center.
Exactly. Now, I also want to mention, if you want to buy tickets to Michael Bolton's show on June 7th, which is going to be at 8 o'clock, I mean, as you said, the gala is at 6. It starts at 6 from 6 to 7, but his actual show is at 8. You can call the box office to get tickets, and that's 718-960-8833. Or if you have a computer, go online at www.lehmancenter.org, and you can get your tickets that way, and as well as look at the directions to drive there if you're coming from Westchester, because you do have a large Westchester audience coming, as well as people coming from the different boroughs by train, correct?
Absolutely. People come from all over the world for some of our events. You know, we've experienced people coming from Brazil, people from London, people from San Francisco. People come from very far away to some of our events, especially headliners. But
I remember some coming even from Japan.
Yeah, from Japan, from everywhere. We are a good destination for the Bronx. We become a very important destination for the Bronx. So, anyway, I am so grateful to you, Deirdre, because you've covered a lot of our events, and you are one of the true believers. You belong to my people that are trying to change the world for the better. And I'm really very grateful to you for covering all the events and coming and being here for us.
Well, I also live in the Bronx, so it's a Bronx jewel. It's a gem in the Bronx, and I love to come to see the shows, especially since it's so affordable. But we're running out of time. I think we've covered everything. Folks, again, make your way to Lehman Center for the Performing Arts on the 4 or the D, get off at Bedford Park Boulevard. Or if you drive, go get the directions at lehmancenter.org. And come to the gala, and definitely come to the show. And the show is to follow Michael Jackson and Willie Colon. And then her season closes off, and it starts again in September, correct?
Absolutely. We just used 2 months to get ready. And then, but we're going to post our events online during the summer because our season is all set pretty well. So that website is important to you.
Yeah, so you can see the upcoming season, which will be the 34th season, correct?
Correct, and my 10th.
And you're there as a spectacular executive director. And I do thank you for coming on the show, Ava. And this is the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul. I'm Deirdre Shuler, your host. And I want to thank my audience for making my topic topically yours. And again, for tickets, call 718-960-8833 and make it to Michael Bolton's concert and definitely Michael Jackson's.
Thank you so much, darling, and all the best and to your audience.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Thank you, Deirdre. Bye-bye.